USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. June arrives in about 2 weeks, and with it the very real possibility the U.S. government defaults on its debt unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. State of play today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I don't think we're in a good place. I know we're not. We just had our secretary say June 1st we could run out of money. We only have so many days left.
And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It would be a catastrophe. No one should play with it. No one should flirt with it. No one should hold it hostage and say, unless you do this, we're going to default.
Schumer, McCarthy, and the other congressional leaders meet again today with President Biden at the White House to try to find some kind of agreement. Will artificial intelligence someday take over from human intelligence? The man behind the most popular form of AI, ChatGPT, Sam Altman, is trying to answer that question at a Senate hearing.
If this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong. And we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening.
Altman tells the Senate Judiciary Committee AI can find solutions to some of humanity's biggest challenges, but sound guardrails need to be in place. AAA predicts a Memorial Day that will see air travel at levels not seen since before the pandemic. It predicts nearly 3.5 million of us will fly. National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index is the gauge of how construction firms feel about their industry, and it is up this month. Analysts say home builders are getting a boost from growing demand for new construction since so few existing homes are for sale. Is this Tuesday Taco Tuesday for you? Did you know that phrase is trademarked by the regional chain Taco John's? Taco Bell wants to end it. It is suing to cancel that trademark, saying Taco Tuesday should be freely available to all of us. Taco John's has had the Taco Tuesday trademark for more than 30 years. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Lawmakers in Texas have been looking at several bills that challenge the whole notion of keeping church and state separate, and it has even some clergymen worried.
Religion belongs in the home and in the congregation, and not in the public institution.
The Reverend Charles Johnson's with a group called Texas Pastors for Children, which opposes bills that would, for instance, allow ministers to work as school counselors or mandate the posting of the Ten Commandments in classrooms. Texas Republicans see the measures as fighting back against what they call woke indoctrination. Johnson sees it as one faith being favored and not something that belongs in public schools.
That should be a place where every child, regardless of religious background or no religious background, is honored.
The Texas Lieutenant Governor says bringing the Ten Commandments and prayer back to public schools will help students become better Texans. A group that advocates for improving the mental health of school kids is trying to hold back a rising tide. Denise Forte heads the Education Trust.
Nearly 4 out of 10 high school students are experiencing poor mental health, and student suicide rates are up, which is really disturbing, considering 1 in 5 students has seriously considered suicide, and 1 in 10 has attempted suicide.
Forte says the key to reaching all students is making sure they see someone like themselves in the curriculum and leading the classroom. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.